No plant brings an old-fashioned Christmas to mind more than holly. The shiny green leaves and red berries seem to pull up the ghost of Christmas past, complete with Ebenezer Scrooge, plum puddings, and a snowy English countryside. Holly wreaths and garlands are often the first choice to decorate many doors and mantelpieces, and sprigs of holly can be used in place of bows on packages or as holiday corsages. With all the multiple uses and demands for fresh-cut holly, one would think that we would be growing our own, or that enterprising Christmas tree farms would plant a field of festive shrubs for customers to pick and choose their holiday greenery. However, we on the windswept high plains are hard-pressed to find it growing in our own backyards, or anywhere for that matter. We have to depend on shipments from warmer, moister climates, and must pick our holly from displays at floral shops or nurseries. That's not to say that holly will not grow here. We have a precious few varieties that will withstand the wind and the dry cold. For a little while, maybe. But if you decide to try a true holly, whether English, American, Japanese, or Chinese species, be prepared for a fight that you may not win. They require acid soil and lots of moisture in the air. Their foliage will often dry to a point of desiccation in our arid climate. And if you want red berries on your holly, you'll need to raise both male and female plants for cross-pollination. The hollies most associated with Christmas and sporting shiny green pointed leaves accented with red berries are English and American varieties. American holly is native to the southeastern United States and most of the states along the Atlantic coast. Holly shrubs and trees greeted the pilgrims when they landed in Massachusetts in 1620. Early-day Native American tribes used the holly plant to brew teas due to the high caffeine content in the leaves. But before you rush to put the kettle on, be aware that the leaves of some hollies are poisonous, as are the bright red berries. Birds, however, are not affected, but rather attracted to the winter fruits. And if you can grow holly in our area, the plants will help attract cedar waxwings, goldfinches, wild turkey, doves, and quail. In checking with local nurserymen, the best recommendation for plants in our northern listening area is the Blue Angel and Blue Prince, with Beaufort hollies being somewhat successful at the eastern edge of our broadcast range. Our listeners in Oklahoma and Texas should have a wider variety of true hollies to choose from. One plantsman advised me to accept the limitations of holly growing in southwest Kansas and suggested I try a false holly called Mahonia aquifolium. This holly-leafed barberry is also known as Oregon grape holly and in fact bears the state flower of Oregon. Hardy to zone 5, it still likes moist, well-drained, and slightly acid soil, so be prepared to baby it a little bit with extra water and some acid soil supplement. I planted a Mahonia shrub and it's done well at my place, but I've never used it as a substitute for Christmas holly. Seems that, although the leaflets resemble the shape and color of English holly in summer, it becomes a striking example of fall foliage in autumn. By Christmas time, my Mahonia is a purplish, coppery-colored mass with not red, but bright blue berries. Oh well, we can't all have a picture postcard Christmas scene, and I guess blue holly berries are better than no holly berries, so let the holly days begin.